What's up?
Hey,
Andrea Allen's here today. How you doing, Andrea?
Hey.
Andrea is going to her high school reunion, 10-year high school reunion.
In Canada.
In the north, I am. Yeah.
Are you excited? You like these people?
I have mixed feelings about it. I wasn't originally planning on going because my vibe is kind of like the people that I wanted to stay in touch with in high school, I did and like have a relationship with. But, and it's like, it costs a few $100s to stay at our campus. It's like a whole weekend thing.
Oh, wow.
It's very Harry Potter. Like you stay at your boarding house, but everyone's drunk. It's also like, everyone's going to be drunk, you know?
Oh yeah.
Which could be titillating for me because I get to watch all these drunk assholes like confess things and fall and, you know.
Oh, I'm into it. Now I'm voting. She should go.
Right. Well, so
and I videotape it.
Exactly. Right. I'm a witness.
Well, you went to a private school, right?
Oh, yeah. It was a private school adjacent. that's something for the listeners.
So there was, but there was like fewer kids than.
Yeah. And I like everyone.
Know all of
yeah.
them.
And I know, I mean, there's a few I don't like, but more or less, I don't dislike any of the people that I didn't stay in touch with. I just don't have anything in common with them. But I planned my trip home and it happened to overlap to when the reunion was. And I was spending some time in Vancouver before going to other parts of the country. And so my friend was like, do you want to go? And I was like, let's go. If everyone's a freak, we'll like take a lap and then we'll just go somewhere else. You know what I mean?
That's another good point. See, we went to your 10-year, right, Keith?
It was, I feel like it would had to be more than that.
I feel like it too, but I don't think so.
But I guess not.
Because I want to say it was about 2 years into our podcasting thing, and that would be about the time.
Well, if I was 18, 10 years later would be 28. So I wouldn't have been podcasting then because I didn't podcast till
15,
I was 30.
15 years, yeah.
So it had to be at least 15.
Yeah, I got invited to my 10-year anniversary, 10-year high school reunion, and I went to a public high school, which means I think I graduated with like 1,000 people,
yeah,
definitely hundreds. I didn't know any of them, and I didn't drink either, and so it was $75 for cocktails at a bar at like some Manhattan venue, and you get like probably unlimited cocktails.
Sure.
And for me, I'm just like, go fuck yourselves. Like, it always fucks me that there's an open bar. It always fucks me that there's unlimited drinks because it's like, you know what? $100 gets you appetizers and all the drinks and everyone who drinks. I mean, if you told me.
Shove the appetizers in your purse.
Yeah. And you know
yours.
What? Shove the appetizers up your ass because you know how appetizers work.
It's they're bullshit.
Yeah. It's like half of one is left over by the time the guy comes around to you.
Just
or
go to the kitchen. Start putting meat in your bag.
Let me tell you something. Every time those pasta hors d'oeuvres come out, I am one of those shitheads who like
positions. Penda finds the door.
Yeah.
She'll stand right at the door.
Oh, yeah. I'll take multiples. Because the caterer doesn't give a fuck.
Multiples. That's another secret. You know what? Would you like one? No, I would like three.
Five.
Go ahead and judge me in my tux or whatever the fuck I'm wearing, you know, because you're high end usually when someone's handing you food like that.
Yeah.
You're high end. You're like, yeah. I know that we're all pretending to be adults, but this is the size of literally a bite. I'm going to take three.
And they know, I'm sure they know the eaters also.
Yes.
Like, I bet you they're bored and they go towards the eaters because they're like, I can get rid of this, bring my tray to the back, go smoke weed outside, sleep in the bathroom, come back, go to the, like, it's a system.
Sounds like you've been a cater waiter.
I haven't, but I could imagine.
Yes.
So it's there's
my wife, by the way, is getting better at taking food for two.
Yeah.
Even if she doesn't want.
Hubby face too.
Took a while.
Oh yeah, when you have a partner in crime.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Do you ever like
no thank you. It's like those are mini hamburgers. You take one, I'll take them both.
I don't even, if you even think like, oh, you normally don't eat hamburgers, take it, we'll throw it in the garbage.
Right.
What's wrong with you?
Yeah.
Because hubby baby butt does not, like, he will actually be really grossed out by the samplings of Costco and things like that because everyone acts like vultures and it's really like a shitty feeling, right?
Oh, I love it. No.
I don't mind.
What are you talking about? Vultures. Do you know how much money? Okay. Hubby, bubble, butt, schmush. You need to look at the world with a harder eye.
Yes.
Because, Jesus.
You're scared to take a sample, but you're not scared to pay $2,000 for denting a car. You're funny.
Just, It's for true. His own good.
I could
take the whole fucking tray. Who gives a shit?
I agree.
They build it. Okay, they're
I put them on break, and I go and I take over the mini oven.
I'll cook. I'll do the whole entree, and you don't want to be here. No one, because these companies, they don't just. They build stealing into their bottom line. They do. And they make so much money. He would not be wrong to steal from Costco.
The thing is,
but the free food.
It's not even stealing.
Oh, it's so gross. It's not even stealing. You're giving them something to do.
Is he a member or not a member? Because I have a black card that says I'm an executive member. But no, I shouldn't take two blocks of cheese.
He's just
blocks.
He's like embarrassed by
how between the two of you do you get anything done?
But what I know it's
in the way that you're the nicest people I know, but like,
how do you walk across a block?
Yeah,
because somebody else could go the other way.
There's somebody that might be crossing six blocks up, and I don't want the wind to be weird for them.
How are you here and not holding a door somewhere? You never know.
You know what? That's another thing. He holds too many doors. And then we do that thing. And
I know.
I'm a New Yorker, right? So sometimes I'm going to go ahead of you because otherwise we're going to sit here at an intersection, you know, that kind of thing.
Sure, take the
Keith, you remember when I used to drive and it would be like, I'm not waiting for this other person. I'm cutting in because that's how New Yorkers do.
Right.
Otherwise you're going to stand there forever. He will. Okay. We're opening a door to like, let's say a retail place or whatever. He opens the door. He always lets me go in first. Now, if I see that somebody was about to leave, I just go in.
Mm-hmm.
No, he'll wait for them to come out because otherwise we're going, I just go, I'm going in. And then
he holds it open.
Oh my God.
That's how you become the dickhead who's standing there. And there's people, oh, thank you so much. Oh, thank you. I'll sneak in there too. How about it? And now you work there.
Right.
You know?
And you're not doing me a favor if I'm not close to the door, standing there holding it.
You have to run.
You're only giving me anxiety.
I agree. But it's him and his dad. They both have this like very, it's a good ethic. It's like, you know, other people live here too. And I'm like, yeah, but it's New York. Too many people live here. You can't accommodate for absolutely everybody.
It's island vibes.
It really is.
Yep.
Yeah. It's so funny.
Yeah. We're on a different kind of island.
Yes.
We're on the island of hell and everybody needs to get shit done and everyone's a piece of shit.
Just go.
So just light it all on fire and get yours.
Right.
Hennessy.
And by that, we mean just walk through the fucking door.
Yeah. I know, right? Like, there's the, you know, I think you should be kind to people that you meet, but sometimes you gotta slam a fucking door.
I'm trying. So now we have a rule. Like, if somebody says, do you want a sample? You say yes, whether you like it or not. And he's so proud of himself. He's just like, I don't even want this. I'm like, good job. Right. Did you take two?
Yeah.
No. Well, now I gotta go ask for a sample myself because obviously I'm gonna eat two.
Right.
I just go like, oh, I'm crazy. And then I just keep taking it. Like I establish that I'm one of these people. They know.
Yeah.
People make, I'm sure they have like different types that approach the sample table.
You're right.
I'm sure they know what you're doing. And we just make a contractual agreement that I'm going to be a dickhead. And then you go like, ha-ha.
I like your way better because what we end up doing is we get too committed. Like if we go too far, we're just like, oh, interesting.
Break the
how
fourth
many
wall.
Ingredients are this? No,
I'm not buying it.
I make a little joke like, can I get a second one for my wife who's not here at all?
Nice. Yeah.
Oh, meanwhile, I'm just like, obviously, we're getting for these two. And I like wave them down, like, there's my husband. You know,
no one gives a fuck.
Yeah,
no, I know.
Yeah, they want you to have it because if you're not eating it, the boss is going to come around and go, wait a minute, why do
samples?
We?
Yeah.
Let's cancel this
weird?
Program
yeah.
and make him sweep the sidewalks.
It's not even the point of whether it's weird. Like, just, I'm taking a sample. Like, this shouldn't be a thing.
Right.
There's no point to this.
I can make a list of the things in my life that I do that shouldn't be a thing, and I'll send it to Hennessy.
Just when you see the door, then give it a big swing. That's the best you can do.
Not even a thing.
A big swing. I totally get that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Then if you can make it through on time, you get the
you
don't have
get
to open
the honor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You
I
get
agree.
The joy of your day being made. Who gives a shit to open the door? Get a little exercise.
Hi, baby butt. So anyway.
I just want your life to be better, Hennessy.
Oh, you
you're
know
suffering
what?
Unnecessarily.
I woke up on the wrong side of the bed, but then around 9, 10 a.m., a gentleman left the door open for me. And really turned things around. Yeah.
Well, speaking of islands, so I'm going to an island. That's where I went to school. I got a list of the people who are attending the reunion. So I bought my ticket in advance. I have friends that I know are going, but they're like idiots, but they're fun. They're fun idiots. So they're going to buy their ticket late. So they weren't on the list. And there was like four people in attendance, myself included.
Oh, Jesus.
And they're all like people that live on this island who like have kids. And I'm like, do I want to be spending my Friday night on my vacation talking to Dan Barber about his kid?
Shout out.
Dan tried to get it in high school, never worked out.
Well, you got somebody, it sounds like.
He's the only one.
Well, he might be fun when he's drunk and talking about his
kid. Well, that's the thing. I bet you, these people, I'm the first person that ever went to an art school. I live in New York. Some of my high school colleagues, whatever.
friends.
I can't even think right now. Live in big cities, but a lot of them aren't coming back. So it's going to be me and a lot of like small town people.
Oh, you got to go for the show. You know you're going right? Just for hot mess comedy.
I know,
hour.
Right? I'm just going to like observe all this shit. All their weird questions they're going to ask me. There's some people now that I'm like too much for them.
Yes.
I'm going to see them sort of like dance around. Like, oh, comedy. Whoa, that's a fun, weird thing.
Yes. Also, don't tell them your normal Instagram. Only tell them the hot, ass one. Yeah. Hot ass cold cuts one.
Right. You are going to be too much for them.
Sure.
Expect that. I was too much for him, and I'm quiet in public.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, and you were outwardly.
You were so subtle. You were like, hi, remember teachers?
Right.
You live in the big city.
Right. Yeah. Even living in the city is like something crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, somebody all of a sudden is like, wow, you curse a lot. I'm like, and you're all fucking each other's husbands.
Yeah.
What are we, your best friend happens to be your new husband. Uh-huh. I'm glad it all worked out. Heart wants what the heart wants. But I didn't mean to say fuck again.
It's but so never weird.
Never mind that we overheard them saying, wow, Keith is dating a Jew. Never mind that.
They're not like that. They're good natured, but they're a little, some of them are a little Humpty Dumpty, and they're going to be like...
But is it more on a hippie vibe?
Yeah, it's hippie. The people who live on the island are hippie-ish, but there's also like islands nearby that you can take boats to, so I'm probably just going to get some BC bud. Me and my friend are going to go to the other islands and just trip balls and eat food and lie in various fields.
You should put acid in the punch.
Yes, I should.
Oh, that'd be amazing.
It's very fancy, too. I'm going to enjoy like being... causing a ruckus in such a fancy facility to a level. I'll be respectful, but like, you know, I'm going to get mine.
Did you go to your prom?
We didn't have a prom per se, but we had something called grad, which is like what you would consider a prom, but it's not like a junior or like someone in the younger age group could go with a senior. It was just seniors going to celebrate their graduation.
Oh, so everybody just goes.
Yeah.
So there's not a, I'm taking you.
I kind of, some people went together who were dating in that year, but a lot of people went with their families.
What?
Whoa.
Yeah. My family went with me.
Meaning parents?
Yeah. Whole family.
No.
Yes.
What are you doing with
them? We fuck.
This is Canada.
To consummate the graduation, Hemda.
They have free healthcare. So whatever. Anything goes.
It's an orgy, prom kind of thing.
Do you do like the limousine dress up?
Yeah.
And you go with your family in the limousine?
No, I went with my friends in limousine. I was actually
there, parents.
Yeah, picture you have to go in there with your parents. Lame.
Mm-hmm. Well,
you meet there, obviously.
Come on. Okay, now that you're saying that, it does sound fucking weird. It's super formal. It's formal adjacent, so it's it's very preppy. It's preppy adjacent. But
if you have a time machine, this Monday we have a guest called Michelle. Oh, she's the worst. And that's what Andrew's referring to.
We're trying not to lead the witness. We want them to hear the show for it.
I'll see what you guys think.
I think there won't be any leading necessary.
No, yeah.
I don't think there'll be any deadlocked jury a la OJ the rapist, which who knows? Maybe it's just consent or not consent. That's what rape is.
Well, we don't want to say rape. Rape's such a bad word.
Yeah, that's true. We have a reputation to uphold.
So you'll see. Sometimes, you know, as an audience member, you miss something, I guess, if you don't see it live or you don't see these people's faces. And, you know, we want you to love every show,
And every guest.
And every guest. But sometimes, you know, we'll go, oh, I kind of can't wait till the audience sees what a shithead this guest was. And they're like, I love this guest. I'm like, well, you'll never see the guest again.
There's no way. But this guest, there's no way.
I don't think that's going
to
happen.
That's not even possible.
I would love to know if somebody missed how crazy this guest was. Right. And I know we're trying not to say it, but we will eventually. But we just want you to hear it first.
I mean, if you'd like to see a reaction shot, you can go to the Facebook Live. And see me and Han in the background of the video. I think I'm biting my hand at one point to try to keep it together. I was like, I feel so uncomfortable. I might just like piss my pants so that I have an excuse to leave.
There's a
point where I said, do you hate me? And she's like, what? I'm like, what do you mean, what? I made it up. I ask guests, do you want me dead?
You know, when I think the audience should listen to when I start making reasons why Keith is responding a certain way, you know what we're going
Keith
through.
Keith has problems.
Right. I'm just like,
he's deaf in one ear. And so that's why he's being a misogynist.
Yeah, that's what I found myself doing. I'm like, she's like, why did you say it that way? I'm like, he has a speech impediment. And she's like, oh, I didn't hear it. Now we're praising you for speaking right. And I'm
sure.
Just like, kill me. Just kill me.
Because you're somehow disabled. And that's why you're such an asshole in her fucking crazy wackadoo brain.
Oh my God, this is going to be so much fun after people. You guys listen to it.
Yeah, right. You're going to love it. So I go to my parents' prom. And I did ask somebody. I asked someone who was like my best friend, but I really was in love with him. Oh. It's sad. I had a lot of those. He said no originally. And then later, I think, felt bad and said yes. But we just like went to get like we took pictures together. And he was like attractive and had a girl, like was sleeping with girls. And I was like, you're my best friend.
Oh, God.
It was
oh, God.
So fucking cringeworthy.
Oh, was he nice to you, though?
Yeah, he was nice to me. We were friends, but it was clearly like a dork.
Oh.
So, but
that's so cute.
Years later, I did get drunk and we did have sex. And
good thing you discovered alcohol.
Right?
But time went by and I blew him.
And he got
off.
And he won again and again.
That's so funny. I have a similar story with my prom, which we're gonna shut this show down. I want to get Han on the big show, Keith and the Girl, because we were talking about prom before this episode.
Yeah.
And prom is fucked up.
That's weird.
Like, Han's story about prom. My story is that, like, I also asked a really good male friend of mine. Mm-hmm. He was one of my best friends at the time. Mm-hmm. You know, I still saw the difference between men and women, so he probably wasn't, like, he became closer after high school. So I asked him to the prom. Like, I don't know any other guys. I'm not really friends with boys. Like, I don't know how to navigate this. You're literally the only guy I regularly talk to.
Sure.
And he said no, even though like he was totally cool with me. I was like all nervous. But he said no. He's like, I just don't go to proms. And if I were to go to prom, he was very like, you know, counterculture, like, you know, had a half shaved head, like was a grungy all black, like, you know. Yeah. And so
you did the normal thing and said, please.
Right. Well, he said if he were going to go to prom with anybody, it'd be with me. But he said no. I had to ask a 23-year-old grocery Femda. Person, like
Clark.
Somebody who's putting, you know,
your bodega guy,
stock boy. Yeah, the stock boy, because he would hit on me every time I went to the grocery store. So I'm like, well, he's going to want to get down, right? And it was like, but what I didn't realize is 23 and 17.
He's a stock man.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
I'll tell you
he's
more
a stocker.
Yeah.
Yeah, we went and we didn't like hook up. I wasn't hooking up with anybody. But I was looking at photos of myself.
How can you hook up? Your parents are there.
There's an after party, which I also threw because I was the president of my graduating class. I was vice president adjacent, so president. And you have to put. I had to do a speech at prom or grad, right. And I also had to plan the after grad, and they can't say it's wet. Like they can't say there's booze there. But we had buses. taking us there, and we were just pouring booze in like people's mouths.
Oh my God.
So everyone was fucking wasted.
Yeah, because your children pouring booze.
Sure. Oh, yeah. Sure. So I was trying desperately to get anyone to hook up with me and just striking out so hard.
But how do you try to get someone to
I was hook trying up? To like grind with them, but I just like wasn't really sexually evolved at all. I don't know. It was just not desirable. But I look at pictures. So to grad, I tried to.
And you notice you invented daggering?
Yeah, right? With the dick.
Yeah.
Ugh.
So to grad, I used to have blonde hair and I wanted to have long hair for grad. So I bought.
Grad meaning graduation?
Prom. We call it grad.
Okay.
I bought hair extensions online.
Fair.
Not fair. Not they fair. Were plastic okay. as fuck. And I got my hair done and a woman like clipped them in, but it looked like I had like a layer of blonde curls and then just like a separate, like two separate hairstyles.
Can we have a picture of this?
I'll have to find it. Well, but then I took.
You're going back to Vancouver. You know it's there.
I took the hair extensions out because I'm like, I can't wear these.
Oh my God.
But I was also like kind of overweight. At least I thought overweight, but I wore a leopard print dress. So I have this like kind of Betty Boop Jerry curl and then a tight leopard print dress and like my guts kind of hanging out and I was looking at photos of myself just like trying to grind up on guy and I'm just like this whole it's so like, I get it
and I'm like Andrea please stop and you're like
please
grinding the leg like
I
a
need
dog
to be loved
you know you need to go to this reunion because
I'm hot now I mean I'm
because
pretty.
It's gonna be the
and you know
this is the guest
it's hard
this is a different guest
it's hard it's
we're talking about the same guest all the time
no this is now officially a different
another
guest
yeah
This.
See, I'm a pretty girl, and it's hard for me to get boyfriends because I'm so pretty and do things
I didn't regularly. Think that was so bad.
No, it wasn't, but it was just like out of touch. It was a day. I'm sorry. It was a day
it was a
with
day.
These cunts. You guys kept it together.
I didn't mind Friday's guest too much.
No, I didn't, but I did. No, Friday's guest was fun. I really liked her, but there was like one comment that was like, it's a little much. And then Monday's guest was like, this has got to be a prank show because this woman is... not from our planet.
She's from another planet.
She, I don't even know.
Could is your
from Satan's asshole?
Is your boyfriend coming to Canada?
No.
Are you allowed to fuck?
What?
Oh, when I go away?
Yeah,
that's a good question. I don't think so.
Okay.
Oh, I guess you have to ask a question. Right? What the fuck? I mean, that's the question.
Well, Canada's real evolved, right?
Yeah, I know, right?
What the fuck? Again, looking at me like a Michelle guest. What a question!
I can't even believe.
I work for a celebrity, whatever the fuck. I have a question about celebrity, whatever the fuck. I don't want to answer anything. This is invasive.
They're
you brought
wonderful
it up.
People.
Oh God, everyone's wonderful. People.
Yeah.
Oh, Andrea, you had a day.
I did. We all did. I mean, it was, I think the day was good, except for that particular person. I think that threw everyone fucking.
It's true. You, me, Keith, and Han will always have that day. We're literally like the guest is talking, and I'm like, don't look at Han and Andrea. Don't look at Han and Andrea. Don't look at Han and Andrea. And then I see, because like the guest is blocking Han from me, and I'm like, okay, phew. And she's sort of blocking Andrea, except Andrea is so animated. You could see, and please go look at the cameras, you could see her. Like move her head to the side and just like just bewildered face everywhere. Like what is fuck? Happening? And I'm like, stop looking at Andrea. Stop looking at Andrea.
It's kind of like at open mics when there's when you get like a musical comedian or a magician or someone who's just like wildly out of touch with what's happening in reality. And you have to be respectful of their performance. But me and Emily's like, I don't even look near you when that's happening because I will scream.
Yes, because Andrea forgets that other people are in a room.
I'm grinning.
Yeah, you guys think that we can't see you and Han are obviously texting each other.
Oh, yeah, I'm messaging everyone. Yeah. I messaged her. I said, you're a cunt guest. What are you fucking doing right now?
Well, Han, by the way, she makes wild gestures during the show like, are you kidding me? You just cuckoo and doing that with the hands over by the ear. Crazy.
Buckle up, boys and girls. Hannah's back there not even knowing that they are making all those gestures right now. They're just like, what am I doing? Can you see anything?
Arms of YMCA moves.
It was you guys, I have to say, I didn't realize how difficult it is to keep it together with a guest
right.
who's awful.
20 minutes in, I kind of want to go, we're done, right? Right,
that's what, and I've had one, I think I had one situation when you were still recording Hot Mess mm-hmm. with Tim Warner, when he was just acting, this comedian, Tim Warner, was coming out of, like he was becoming sober and he was just saying just crazy shit. And I always,
where like during the show, you're wondering if you're going to put it out or not.
Right.
Yeah. Right. Oh yeah. Yeah. I was like 5 minutes in. I'm like, no one can ever, I mean, I can listen to it and laugh maniacally, but like but no one can ever hear. What are you saying right now? But I didn't realize how hard it is to just even continue a conversation with someone like that, because I feel like you're worried they're going to freak out.
That was my whole time. It was the whole time. I'm like, okay, you're freaking out over this. Let's change it. And I know everyone's going to be able to hear that. I know everyone's going to be able to hear Keith going, what? Like legitimately, I totally get you. But I was like, we can't both be that character. This one's for you. Right.
Do you ever just say fuck it? And you're like, you're fucking crazy. Like, I don't know.
We've cut a show off early for sure.
Yeah. I mean, you can... Just like we can see you guys texting, sometimes you could see us, and I'm like, and I have gotten a message from Keith, I'm done with this person.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you can hear it in us, or you can hear that we start talking to each other and stop asking this person anything.
Yeah.
Because every time we ask you something, you get pissed. I have somebody else to talk to in the room. Bye.
That's true.
Did Michelle leave happy, do you think? Like, is she that insane?
No.
No. I think
never, though, by the way.
Right. Never, but I think her impression is you're a misogynist.
Right.
You were attacking her.
Yeah.
She's just trying to do good vibes, whatever. Yeah. I'm so chill. And she also didn't know anything about the show when she came in to promote her show, not understanding that, not listening or researching anything, mm-hmm. but not understanding that this show, you do the show, you're fun, you're enjoyed by the audience, you promote your stuff at the end. If they like you, they'll find you.
Yeah.
To not be embarrassed. I've never been on somebody's show. And never mind. Yes, I do due diligence. Hemd and I both know what show we're being on. But let's say I didn't know something. I don't go... So the two of you are married? Like, why aren't you embarrassed that you're throwing weird shit out there?
Yeah.
You know, if, for example, when we did...
Names.
Okay. Okay.
I'm becoming evil. It's mm-hmm. the two of you.
Or is your brain rerouting to more effective way to live?
You have been tasing me.
Uh-huh.
Who's the star of HBO shows Crashing? He's a comedian. He did a late night talk show.
Pete Holmes.
So we're on the Pete Holmes show. Nice guy. And... Yeah. But I know ahead of time that at the end, he is the catchphrase.
Keep it crispy.
Mm-hmm. So I know that. But let's say I didn't know that. And I've heard guests do this on this show. They go, now at the end, we always say, keep it crispy. And they go, why? What's it mean? Like, go with it or
live
don't.
On air.
Yeah. Yes. Why aren't you embarrassed that you don't know? Never mind. Mm-hmm. He knows you don't know. Just go with it. It means you love rape.
Yeah.
Like, what could it mean? It's something stupid and he says it.
And this is a New York Pete Holmes level show. She's trying to enter into podcasting. This is the oldest, most reputable podcast in New York City.
Aw, Andrea, you're hired.
Facts. So you're trying to get into this medium and you have no fucking idea. Like,
I think she thinks she's better because she's been on TV. But when we bring up TV, it's like, that was a long time ago. Then I don't... Do you know that you got your relevance from being on The View, but we're not allowed to bring it up? It only happened 2 years ago?
Sure.
Right.
Sorry that we can't bring up something that happened 2 years ago.
Sorry they didn't bring you back next season, but don't get mad at me.
I was thinking about that. I'm like, I wonder if she was a difficult asshole on the show, and that's why she wasn't the host anymore.
I imagine they're all difficult on that level. It's all the same. Anyone who has a little bit, like a tiny bit of fame, you could see their attitude, like, and then when I watched a little bit of her stuff, like I watched some stuff before she came on, and then I watched it after because I'm like, did I miss something? And then mm-hmm. I'm like, I did miss something. When you're interviewed by The View or whatever, they pretend like they're talking about controversial things, but they move off topics after 10 seconds. And someone could literally say, well, I don't want to talk about that. And it could be about them, why they're there. And, you know, so these people are just difficult.
Yeah.
And I don't think she recognizes that that's not podcasting.
Right.
That's, you know, regular radio where they have to do segments and get you off air, sure, and like cut to a commercial and cut you off and things like that. Podcasting, we're going to ask you how you feel about being on The View. And she turns, she's like, I feel like I'm on trial. And I go, no, you're being interviewed.
Yeah.
I'm asking you how it feels to go on a nationwide, like a national show with people that you've been watching, with Whoopi Goldberg. And she's like, I don't want to talk about Whoopi. I'm like,
she's a lovely woman. They're all lovely. I don't want to tell you.
I love Whoopi. I know that you know that we're about to say something about, like, that she said something stupid. That that doesn't mean I'm discounting everything that you did with these women. It's too much.
Right. So Shira Zimeda, she was on. I asked, hey, what do you think about your coworker, Michael Che, saying weird sexist stuff? And she explains,
said, that's none of my business. Yeah. I have this relationship with him. And
no, she said, you know, I told him these comments are stupid. And I said, does that bring up any problem? No, we're fucking adults. We're human beings. I told him what you said was stupid. That doesn't mean now there's not some weird relationship.
And I even went to, well, you know, you guys will talk about controversial. Did it intimidate you to speak, to say certain things that are opposing? She's like, no, I'm a professional. I'm like, well, I'm out of questions. Yeah. Everything is going to be about you being
you're
a professional.
Such a professional.
Yeah, yeah.
We're all professionals. What do you think we're doing right now? Oh, I know how to talk. Oh, I didn't notice.
You're interrupting the host. You're disrespecting one of the hosts to the point where you're calling him an asshole on his own show.
But call him an asshole, but have substance and follow through.
Sure.
Don't call him an asshole and then go, what did I do? You called him an asshole. That's okay.
Sure, but I
could
just
be on your side. Let's call Keith an asshole. But don't just fucking throw there and then go like, what did I do?
Right.
Yeah. Anyway, we said we weren't going to go into this.
Nah, I knew we would.
Him?
And don't say multiple times, ask me anything.
Yeah, fuck you. Fuck you.
Yeah.
Hannah, okay. Like, I totally get why Hannah wants to jump in here. It's hard to not. And then we're going to let Andrea go because she's got a show. But
I'm going to run right after this. But do you think what happened on Bachelor Paradise that she wasn't willing to talk about was rape adjacent? Thank you.
Thank you, Hannah. Yeah. All right. I think we close it on that one.
Sure.
All right. So here's what we learned. The prom's coming up. Or, no, excuse me.
The grad
reunion, whatever the fuck you call it, is coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Bring some acid.
Sure.
They might have punch. It'll
bring
be fun.
Bring your parents.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
They definitely are in the same room together.
Did they have fun?
I'm sure not. Yeah, I mean, they were happy to see me do the big speech.
Oh, they saw the speech then.
Yeah.
Okay. So it was like going to
it's like going to a graduation ceremony, but everyone's wearing, I'm wearing a dopey dress and I look weird. And
okay. So it's like, we're proud, but like, this is a boring
it's
ceremony.
Boring. Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
Now, are you allowed to fuck? Well, we all know it's easier, right, to ask for forgiveness than permission.
Sure.
And that's that. What's up, babe?